Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. When I received this text, I thought back to orientation in the year 2009. For fourth years, you'll remember this very well. We sat in orientation, and Nurse Carla Hagen told us about a pathway around all these acres of seminary's campus, a way to get some exercise, roughly about 2 miles. And as I pondered this text, I decided to go along that trek around seminary's campus with some modifications. I stopped in some offices, went to the gym, the library, classroom. And as I engaged, watched, listened, talked, and explored, I was confronted with a multitude of feelings around my blessed seminary campus. He was uncertain about the future. They are worried about student debt, ailments for our families, and friends that are not quite healing fast enough. Those wondering, are we actually ready to go out on vicarage? And for the fourth years, I cannot believe they're going to trust me with a parish in less than 6 months. There are those who are mourning the loss of loved ones and implications of not passing language qualifiers. Deadlines, paperwork, projects, papers, and conferences, vocational duties as faculty and staff, husband and wife, student, father, mother, have all become skewed. Will the seminary finally push me to the point of mentally breaking down? There's a worry of the growing division between the staff, the faculty, and the students. And then, of course, there's whether this sermon will finish in a shorter amount of time so that I can make it over to Wartburg to get my lunch and make it to class at 12:30 on time. As I kept going, the wonders about our aspirations and whether or not they are in line with God's will. And I came to the thought that the weight of the world is on our shoulders. We feel like everyone is leaning on us. So somewhere in that life together that we have, it began to look more like a long line of neglect, disconnects, and selfishness than a fellowship between brothers and sisters in Christ. And there I sat, distraught, drained, angry, and tired. How could this be happening in my beloved seminary community? How could this be happening in our world? Surely God did not mean this when he created Adam and Eve. Surely he did not mean it when he sent his son to die for us on that cross. Surely his blood spilled was not supposed to bring about this for our seminary community and our world. And just as I took a step back, I had a vision of Dr. Gibbs in his hermeneutical harness to look back down at the text before me. And then I had another vision of Dr. Utek, oddly enough. And it was one of the reclaiming the patterns of pastoral ministry in the gospel by Jonathan F. Grothy, for those of you who remember. And there it is, front and center, Paul, right there in our text, praying for his brothers and sisters in Christ out of joy. And we pray because God commands and invites you to pray. You and I, believers in Jesus Christ, for ourselves and especially for one another. You may have heard that you're supposed to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and to love each other as you would love yourself. And out of that love, we get things like Psalm 136:1, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Or we go to Matthew, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be open to you, for everyone who asks and receives. And one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. And if you're not convinced there, Paul goes on in 1 Thessalonians, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this will of God in Jesus Christ is for you. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to our God. And we see this. We've seen it right here in our own community. As we engage our brothers and sisters in servanthood, the faithfulness in gathering around God's word, and especially sacraments. We excel in relationships that are more than just superficial. And then we respond to the needs of each other in prayer, either corporately or on a one-on-one basis. We see this as our community prays for successful passing of both language qualifiers. Every year, wives gather to pray for their husbands that they pass their qualifier. Good Lord, that's $12,000. You have to pass this thing. And we see it as just this past summer and this fall, as both Greek classes prayed and sang the doxology upon successful completion of these qualifiers. We see it in the fourth year class, coming together at God's altar in a prayer service. We see it as the faculty and staff and student move past previous boundaries and disagreements to join together in prayer for each other. We see this as the body of Christ gathers in fellowship to receive the body and blood every Thursday. This is life together. And it is to be lived to the glory of God. This life together in the gospel that you now live, share it at your RFE congregations. Share it in your home congregations. Share it at your future vicarage locations. Share it in your future parishes. And especially, share it when you leave these campus grounds. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, please allow me to steal the words of our brother Paul in a prayer to you from me. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making my prayer with joy. Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you, because I hold you in my heart, for you are all partakers with me in grace. both in my burdens and in the defense of the confirmation and of the gospel. For God is my witness, I love you with all the affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Amen. May the peace of God that surpasses all understanding be with you all in your life together in Christ Jesus. Amen.